April Miranda is a Toronto-based executive life coach, NLP practitioner, Reiki master, and yoga teacher. April was voted in the top 50 fitness expert entrepreneurs in the Greater Toronto area with Sweat Equity Magazine, and she's a mom of adorable Bella. Hi, how are you doing, April? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Kirstie. Thank you so much for having me.
People are increasingly turning to alternative methods of healing, and there are so many reasons for this due to stress, high anxiety, you know, and especially during these times of uncertainty in a pandemic. And so tell us, what is a modern alternative healer and what do you do?
I came up with that name because I have so many modalities to share with those who need me, those souls who feel the call, who need support with my kinesiology background, with my yoga teacher training, with my Reiki level 1, 2, and 3, and then my life coaching certification and my NLP practitioner training. So I feel I have like this plethora of tools, yeah, my little toolkit to like offer whoever is calling for, if they want to like alleviate any like physical pain, if they want to increase their mental capacity, increase like emotional intelligence, or just spiritual connection, like, or even if you're just feeling straight up stuck.
Yeah,
I am here to support, and I feel like I got the tools.
And I love that, in such a holistic connection and balance. And you know, you talk so often about the emotional, it's the psychological, it's the mental, it's the physical, and everything is interconnected. What transpired your journey for you personally to become a healer?
It really was a plot twist that I didn't see coming. My first plan was to be a rich and famous actress in Hollywood.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right? So I grew up as a dancer. I went to LA, I went to New York, and then I'm like, okay, let's just stay in my country of Canada. And so I moved to Toronto to explore the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And it was yoga that kept me sane and grounded in the big city, in the entertainment industry, in my 20s. So yoga is what kept me like feeling back at home.
Okay.
And then I felt guided to do my yoga teacher training, and I feel that was where the real spiritual awakening, or me finding myself. So that's where the turning point kind of happened. And then I was teaching yoga downtown Toronto. I think that's when we met at Equinox.
Yeah.
And then I was inspired, or felt guided, to do restorative yoga. And then I experienced Reiki from a Reiki master. And then I just kept going. Like, I was looking for tools for me. I was uncovering and healing my layers. And it just led me to these different trainings, led me to these different coaches and healers. So I feel as though as I was uncovering and healing my stuff, I'm like, wow, this is stuff that everyone needs to learn.
Yeah. And I think that's so important, like you said, is to go through that personal journey yourself. And, you know, and then that becomes kind of like that self-transcending purpose to help other people. And then people, you know, there's such authenticity in that, and people believe in that so much more when you're speaking from your own experience and that journey that you've experienced. I mean, I know personally, just from meeting you, you have such a calming, energetically healing voice, and I just feel like whenever we have a conversation just alone, it just puts me at ease. And you know, have you always been like this, or did that career path kind of change you?
It's funny, I remember my yoga teacher back in Calgary, she's like, when are you gonna be a yoga teacher? I'm like, oh no, my energy is too crazy. Like, I am. Three different yoga teachers said that to me. I'm like, that's weird, you know. And so it's like they saw something that I didn't even see in myself. Because I felt my energy was too out there. I never saw myself become a yoga teacher and a meditation guide. And then it just unfolded, you know? And when you're in a yoga room and it's like, I get myself out of the way.
Yeah.
I really want the people there, the yogis who show up in that time, to really honor their time for them. You know, so just holding space for them to explore, whether it's yoga poses or different thoughts. And so I guess it's like it transpires when you get yourself out of the way.
Well, you're definitely a pro at that, and such a leader you know, when it comes to that, because I'm sure that just from like your own personal just life, I mean, all have our ups and downs, and now you have a beautiful baby, Bella, and you know, and
thank
it's
you.
You know, and it's amazing because you step into a room and all of a sudden, you know, your energy has to shift, and you're having to be that coach and leader for other people. And mm-hmm. I think that would take a lot of practice. I mean, for someone to just step into a room and energy, and for that to shift, I mean, how do you compress something that you're an expert in to be able to coach other people and compress all that knowledge to just your everyday person that like really, you know, having anxiety or people can't even, you know, focus on getting a yoga pose or meditating for like 2 minutes. So what would be kind of your, you know, tip, most powerful tip to help somebody or compress that?
Oh, I feel presence is just like being right here, right now. And whether it is in a yoga space with a room full of yogis, whether it's a client one-on-one, or even right now in this podcast with you, is like just being here now. Is like the quickest thing that I could say, because our mind could be wandering. I'm like, oh, what happened? Or what will happen? Or what they're going to prevent from happening.
Right.
So it's just our mind gets split into so many different directions when you're like, okay, this is what's real right now. So I guess with that mentality or mindset, lifestyle, it's like, okay, this is what's happening right now. So it's like you kind of see life unfold in slow motion. And with whoever comes, sees me, a client for life coaching or healing, I am there and dealing with that one soul in front of me right now.
And I know from experience when I first started meditation, that was really a challenge for me. And it took me, I would say, almost 6 months just to really be able to be in the moment. And it really does change your life in terms of seeing what's in front of you. And it, you know, definitely alleviates that anxiety and that stress. And we had a breakthrough session together, and this was incredible. This was, you know, obviously I speak so highly of you, and I think, you know, this is such a great podcast and it'd be so valuable for people for what you do and how you help and change people's life spiritually and energetically. We went through, you know, of course I have to go through the experience for me to be able to share this with our listeners. And you took me through that 2-hour breakthrough session on chakras, which was incredible. The 2-hour healing session that we did, it was your breakthrough session. And you started with this technique of spinning a wheel of energy from my knees. And can you tell us about spinning these spinning wheels and chakras for someone that's really never heard of it before and is looking for an alternative healing technique?
Okay, so yeah, the chakras in our body, there's so many, but I like focusing on the main seven.
Okay.
And I see them as like the ABCs or the foundations of life. They're like, when I did my yoga teacher training and when I started to understand how different tightness in our body parts could be because of different energy blockages in, whether it's our organs, whether it's in our joints, but even underlying all of that, there's emotional energy, there's mental energy, there can be trauma from the past, whether it's this lifetime or past lifetimes. So the main seven that I like to work with are like the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, third eye, and crown.
Okay.
And so there are other ones. There's some in the palms and the ears. And so, but those are the main ones that I like to work with. And I also see it as a step system.
Okay.
So from the root, it's at the bottom of our body. And it's like this channel, this step ladder. It's like a bridge to the self-awakening process going up. And then I see the magic of manifestation as you go down this ladder of these wheels that are located in the different parts of the body.
Okay, because I remember that, and I remember learning about that through our breakthrough. And you were through the chakras of my entire body. I remember one of them that was blocked, and it was my throat chakra. Can you kind of break down a little bit of what that is, if that's blocked? And how do you even determine, practitioner, how your chakras are blocked when you're moving through this session?
Okay, so as a Reiki master and just like being this energy healer, you kind of trust your intuition of where you need to go for the client, for the soul that's in front of us. I like doing what we did. We kind of had a little conversation in terms of like for the root, I like to associate that with your physical health. With the sacral, I like relating that to your emotional. So we talk about relationships with self, your partner, family and friends, solar plexus. I connect to like our confidence, sometimes even connect that to financial, heart, spiritual, and throat, which was what we were talking about with you. I see that with our professional life. Third eye's mental and crown is like the big picture, the connection to everything. So back to the throat chakra. That's where we speak, that's where we share our message, that is where we share our stories, speaking your truth, authentically that. You 100% of the time, or your creative expression, right? And so when I go through these different categories, we, you know, just through conversation, like, you know, rating it between 1 and 10, 10 being amazing, and then 1 not so awesome. And then just by, with the client, communicating where they are at that day. It's just like a snapshot
at
point A, right? And then just based on them, they know where they are intuitively blocked, but I'm there to help facilitate and guide the self-awareness, the self-awakening, the self-discovery, exploration.
How would someone know even to come to you? Like, how do you know, what are the warning signs that your chakras are out of balance?
I feel when you feel stuck in an area of your life, or maybe, and it's all connected. Once you get your physical, like you know, being a health expert, like when your body is this well-oiled machine, eating right, sleeping right, drinking enough water, then you're like, okay, then I can, you know, enjoy building relationships. Then I can, you know, use your voice and get them, start living your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and the step system came to me when I wanted to write a book, and I wanted to do this in like 2007 or 2017 or 2018. But then I got into a bike accident. And so I physically didn't feel good in my body. It hurt to breathe. And I'm like, how am I going to be creative and entrepreneurial if my body hurts?
Yeah.
You know, so, and then, my landlord even wanted to move in back into her condo at the time. So I felt like my body was broken. I didn't feel safe in my body, and I didn't feel
safe. Well, I can imagine, like, so coming from a dance background and being so physically active
So I'm like, okay, I have to connect to my root chakra. I have to connect to my physical health. So before I could be creative and entrepreneurial, I'm like, okay, let's find a home that I love. Okay, let's heal my body. Let's focus on nutrition and rest to just rejuvenate the cells that I need. So you see that you have to start from the bottom.
Starting from the bottom up.
That's what makes sense to me.
Definitely.
Yeah. And just like when all of the chakras are balanced, then you are this, you're in alignment with your true self. You are this vessel that just can like share the messages, share the art, share the recipe,
share
the business, the podcast.
I mean, it's so true. And it's so, you know, what's going on within, and it's about kind of finding that place, that home. And I think so often we kind of focus more on the areas that we're comfortable with, you know, and it's kind of something to be said about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I did feel that, you know, and that's where change comes, I believe, that transformation and that journey, that personal journey, because I remember just working with you, and there was a lot up to the surface. You know, someone like me that's, you know, physically active all the time and loves to move around, and that's my energy force. That's, you know, where I put a lot of focus into that. And of course, there's always things that we still have to work on, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, and you really have such a strong interconnected balance with that. And I think it's just so valuable for people to learn about what you do, because I just know from my own experience that there was definitely a lot of things that I learned about myself, and things that I said, hey, you know what? These are things that I didn't even realize that I had to work on that were coming up just through that 2-hour breakthrough session. Pretty amazing.
And it was such a joy connecting with you, because you're already this high performing entrepreneur, athletic,
sponsored by
goddess.
April.
But I'm like the outside eye to be like, oh, but here's like a layer just to make you
Thank
even more
you. I
awesome.
Appreciate that.
So I guess those people who, the people who I enjoy working with are the ones who know they're awesome and just want to be even more awesome. I say facilitate, like I'm the one just kind of allowing them, I'm supporting them in their journey. I help them unblock the blockages within themselves, but I feel I'm just there supporting the healing
it's
process.
Progressive.
It's like a mirror. Being
yeah,
a mirror
definitely. Yeah. And it's a very progressive, journey. And I think it's like anything. And I'd love to kind of get your advice on this and to our listeners. It's like, I always think of this from a performance or this aspect, and like anything, you have to, it has to be exercising that habit consistently, right? It has to be something. You don't just do one workout and then expect to get results and then never come back and do it again physically to get the results that you want. And would you say that's obviously the same when it comes to what you do with chakras? Like, is an ongoing journey, progressive, or how does that work for you when it comes to that?
Oh, yes, it is definitely an ongoing process. You said it. And like my favorite mantra is move with love, because that is a message. It's a mindset, but it's also a lifestyle, because we could either move with love or move with fear. We move towards our future self or our past self. We move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With and it's like we could feel our comfort zone, what you were saying, like we could be comfortable being uncomfortable, but it takes that little breakthrough to move with love, and it's a consistent practice.
It is
like a muscle
definitely.
That you got to keep practicing. You're gonna feel that comfort zone, and then you move with love or fear, and when you move with love, you smash through that psychological glass ceiling, and then you're gonna be on this new timeline, this new reality, new relationships, new opportunities, and then you're gonna hit another comfort zone. You're gonna hit another psychological glass ceiling, and then are you gonna choose love or fear? That's when I'm like, okay, just keep moving with love like that. Like, and the heart has this magnetic energy. Like, I know it can be cliche, but it's so simple.
And I think that, being able to turn to more alternative, modern, therapies and really trying to do as much as you can naturally as it always been a starting point for me, and to go from there. And, and meditation was one of them. It really helped me through my own personal challenges. And that was why I was so excited to talk to you about the chakras and kind of have our listeners learn more about what you do, because I think it's so valuable. And what can people expect to gain from your 2-hour breakthrough session? And are you still offering them, and how can people connect with you and learn more about you?
Oh, yes. So you can book a breakthrough session with me. We will get clear on point A and point B. So just get a snapshot of where you are and where you want to be, like physically, emotionally, like financially, spiritually, professionally, mentally, and even environmentally. Okay. So it's like just helping them get clear with where they are and where they want to go. And I'll be there to help facilitate a little game plan, a little sharing my tools and tricks and techniques to get there. And then I love ending the breakthrough session with a Reiki session.
Oh, that's amazing. Meditation. I remember that we did that. So this is amazing. And April, I'm so happy for you for joining us on the podcast. And just since we're in these times now, these still uncertain times, do you offer virtual as well? Can our listeners expect to also from that when it comes to chakra healing?
Oh, of course. So at aprilmiranda.com.
And if you want to meditate with April Miranda, you can also access her meditations available on Spotify, Move with Love. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in today, and join us for more Get It Done episodes coming soon.